Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 47. Today you have me, Assimilator. And only me, Assimilator. Today we have things relating to the new World of Warcraft patch 4.0.1. As you may or may not know, patch 4.0.1 is how they're kind of starting the introduction to the Great Cataclysm. You have the not many physical changes to the world right now, but they did make a lot of the gameplay changes with this patch. The good, all the talents have been revamped, so you have some new stuff to play with. The bad, you only get talent points every other level, it seems like now. So you don't have near as much that you can put in there, but that does have a pro, and you're limited on the flexibility on some of it, and it can make it more interesting. Also, once you select a tree, that is the tree you're stuck with, at least until you've put so many points in. Currently, I believe you can get you can get 5 points. 5 points into any of the other trees once you've filled your dedicated tree enough. You'll get another 3 points, I believe, in the upcoming expansion, so you can kind of expand a little bit more. As a disciplined priest with a secondary shadow build, there is something that I kind of want to do with my shadow spec that I will not actually be able to accomplish until level 85. And that has to do with the evangelism thing. And the dark evangelism you can't take advantage of until you can put a full, I believe it's 10 points into the discipline tree as a shadow priest. And yeah. So I'm going to have to wait till December for that. There have been a lot of things that have been broken because of this patch, besides add-ons. If a lot of you may have saw a bunch of DPS drops when you, if you were a melee DPS, well, as the caster DPS saw some great gains. I believe I saw some stuff that said they were trying to fix it, but let's not hold our breaths until after the expansion, since that's when they're made to balance out at. Something else that has been a real problem. Whenever you mouse over anything that gives you that little gear icon that shows it's interactive, that you can interact with it, you have a chance of your WoW client crashing. I've experienced this every single time I've tried to go into Trials of the Champion, I believe, where you fight the Black Knight. Every time I get in, I would walk over to the Lance Staff, that lance rack, and immediately my game would crash every single time. One of my coworkers has the same issue with the orb in Oculus. The second he would zone in, his mouse would be over that orb and crash. So, fail. They are looking to getting that fixed, but until they have it done, their great suggestion is don't touch the stuff with a gear. This could be especially dangerous, since this includes the new Headless Horseman event that just started today, and it also could potentially include chairs. Just basically anything that has the interactive thing. It could cause you trouble. So, that's bad. One thing I do like, though, well, I'm deciding if I like it or not, I have a medium heal. Well, actually, it's not even a medium heal. It's kind of a low heal. It takes just as long as a greater heal to cast, which is about 3 seconds or so, and it heals for about 3,200 to 3,500 health. That's just called heal. All the healing classes got a spell kind of like this. But as a disciplined priest, I don't really have to worry about it too much because while I can't target it, I have specced into where Smite heals for just about the same amount, and I get a little bonus that makes Smite cheaper. Then after I get 5 of those, I pop Archangel, and then I get a bonus to my healing for about 15 seconds, I believe it is. So, it's a handy little thing. I also have you're going to hear a lot of me talking as a disciplined priest, since that's what I primarily play, and I haven't played too much with the other classes yet. Power Word Barrier, which is basically an AoE shield. I set it in one spot, and then with a glyph that I placed, any healing underneath the shield is increased. Nice little thing. Overall, I don't mind the patch, with the exception of, as I said, stuff crashing. Sometimes my computer would just crash going into an instance without doing anything. It's kind of annoying. For the most part, though, it's not bad, and the only thing really to show the cataclysm is coming is occasionally the ground shakes in Old World. That's really about it. And since I kept talking about cataclysm, I'll also tell you this. If you go to the show notes for this, you can also see the cataclysm intro cinematic. It is freaking awesome, people. You need to check it out. It has Deathwing in all his glory, basically getting ready and then actually terrorizing some of the town. So Phil, go ahead and come by and check that out. So what else do I have going on besides World of Warcraft? Well, not too much. As many of you may know, Connect comes out November 4th. And we now have a list of games that are actually going to be available at launch. These games do include Kinect Adventures, which is bundled with the game, Kinectimals, Your Shape Fitness Evolved, Dance Central, The Biggest Loser Ultimate Workout, Dance Masters, Kinect Sports, Motion Sports, Kinect Joyride, Adrenaline Misfits, which is the game I played at E3, which seemed to respond real well, Fighters Uncaged, and Sonic Freeriders. And if that's not enough to wet your whistle, on November 16th, you'll have EA Sports 2 and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Then on the 18th, you will have a Game Party in Motion and Zumba Fitness. And then coming sometime this holiday is DECA Sports Freedom. I think I might just be able to wait on Connect. I mean, some interesting games, maybe, but most of them seem, I don't know, dancing and fitness games. So, we'll see how it all works out. It might end up being more entertaining than it sounds at this point, but we'll just have to wait to find out as it is released. And speaking of Microsoft-related things, Windows Phone 7 is supposed to launch soon. And one of the things that it is going to launch with is basically Xbox Live for Windows Phone 7. It's kind of an amalgamation of trying to have a place you go to game on the phone. But it does seem like there's just some. Let's see, it looks like you can view achievements earned anywhere on the Live device, including games on mobile, PC, and Xbox. And it looks like the avatars are being live rendered on the phone, which might cause it to take some time. There has been some issues with the Windows 7 phones being really, I guess, slow is a good thing, is a good way to put it. One of the games that they're talking about is called The Harvest, and it took about 3 minutes to start playing it. And seeing how the Windows 7 phones don't have any multitasking available to them, that could be a real problem because you're going to wait 3 minutes to start playing. That's a long time to wait to start playing a game on your phone. I mean, seriously. But maybe they'll get something ironed out, or maybe with newer phones that'll start getting dropped down, which would be advantageous to them. So, guess we'll see. Windows 7 has a lot of stigmata to overcome on their phone for their phone, especially after the real crap thing or whatever. That was how crappy the Windows Mobile 6 and 6.5 phones were. I mean, that was a pathetic excuse for a mobile OS that I am so looking forward to replacing. If you're wondering why I haven't done it now yet, it's because I'm waiting for my contract to come up so I get a bit of cheaper phone, and plus the 4G service that Verizon's putting out is supposed to come out in January. And I like Verizon. It's going to be kind of nice when they come out with the 4G, and then I'll just grab it then. Moving on, the last thing that I have to talk about is Netflix. For a long time now, Xbox Live owners have had the honor of being able to stream it straight from their Xbox without the need of any sort of disc. Well, now that honor has been bestowed to PlayStation 3 and Wii owners. That is right. Now you are able to just go straight to Netflix without having to put in an extra disc. It'll be nice, so you don't. Just makes it easier, more of a hub. You don't have to even get up now. If you already had a game in, just lay back, go to download the little app for it, and start watching your Netflix movies away. Or anime in my case. That's how I spend a lot of my Netflix time, is on anime. And let's see. And beyond that, unfortunately, I really don't have much more to talk about. Long sleeve shirts are now available at the Spreadshirt store for the Game Slave. You can get there by going to thegameslave.spreadshirt.com. But if I were you, I would head by the www.thegameslave first, where on the front page we have a coupon code for 30% off all orders of three or more long sleeve products that is valid until October 29th. Yes, you heard that right. Buy three shirts and get 30% off them. I wouldn't miss that deal if I were you guys. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to send it to mail@thegameslave.com. And if you have, you know, we're going to have our forums up here in the next day or so. And if you would like to be a member of those forums, send me your username request to mail@thegameslave.com. I'm going to try and keep this something where I register the users to keep out any spam bots. So we're going to make it a real friendly place where you can just come talk about games. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you all there. I am, of course, going to have the tag Assimilator, and then we'll also have Proteus, Zelda Queen, and Irish Pride will be around. In the meantime, you guys all have a great week. We will see you later, and game on!